feel guilty that you're a bad little jerk. You're not going to make it to heaven.
Hey, Jerry, he's got your number.
Candid camera.
Sometimes it comes out.
If it's like if I don't have to focus on remembering them, then it can go.
It only means a language involving a technique of doing something practical moment to moment with lots of time. That's all technological means. So you have to be specific. So you concentrate on what you're doing and not who you think you're doing it for. So that's the whole essence of the whole thing. That's technological language. So we do research. That's what you call meditation.
24-hour meditation.
That's right, because conscious awareness is all life. And the only time you can be unconscious is when you're sound asleep and don't know who you are. So the Guru says, if you love in the Lord thy God with all your mind, you can't fall asleep and be unconscious. So you want to sit down for 2 hours to get in the habit of not being unconscious. So at least you pay your dues to the income God. So you see, God needs his income bread. He put it in you. We don't breathe in when you cut the cord, no matter how we try. This mechanism can never breathe. It's pushed in 14.7 pounds pressure per square inch. So you know for sure that God has to what? Plug into the socket.
So that's what you mean by God becomes us.
That's right.
We don't become God,
right. Well, it's not a first and a throne and so on, deceptive part of the universe. It's a principle that permeates mass in terms of momentum. That's why it's called spirit or spiraling. Total spirit or spiraling principle. That is how men used to read the talk in the agricultural way. But once you begin to see technological terminology, you no longer going to say, I'm looking for God. You know what you're going to say? I am God. And he's not afraid to say it because there's no ego in it. I am God. Not a God, you see? And that's the end of the search and the start of the joy. But the reason the gurus emphasize the karmic patterns, the acceptance of the I am God in you right away like that, without paying respect for your misapplied decisions because there are no sins, he wants you to be compassionate because you could take on an egotistical attitude. So in that way, you tend to be more considerate of your fellow man.
The guru is the bridge for the I am God.
That's right.
By
yeah.
Recognizing the God in him, eventually
you
recognize the God in
him.
Right.
Well, this ye shall do and more.
Right, exactly.
Just saying, wake up and join the club, right?
That's right. That's the whole idea. But we weren't ready for it before the technological environment gave us an insight into what we say to ourselves and depriving us of the guilt feeling. But I was going looking for God realization. Because I'd done grew up as a Catholic and I was training to be a priest. That wasn't really where it's at. One day I came home and I said to Father, says, Father, how come you talk about Jesus and you don't do the works? He said, what do you mean, son? I said, well, you don't raise no dead and you don't heal no sick and feed no 4,000 by done. He looked at me and said, you'll never be a priest. You're a mystic. But I thought he said you were a misfit. So I went home and I told my dad, and I said, Dad, I don't think I can ever be a priest because Father says I'm a mystic. That I was a misfit. Didn't understand the word mystic, you see? Mm. So my dad said, well, if you're a misfit or a mystic, you can always be a Buddhist. That was all. So, but I continued to study, but then I realized the next day, Father showed me something in his office. He says, son, there is two shelves. All the books that you have to learn to be a priest. And these are all the books that tell you about the mystic life. He said, I teach this when I follow that. And I'm too old to go change the bucket. He says, in your life, and even looking down the future, I can see the man was much more attuned says your life is not in the church, it's out there with the people. So I realized he was giving me an insight into evolving away from the agricultural to the technological. Then I began to be reaching out to technical subjects. And then I began to see, well, technical subjects did not change the focus. It made it better to understand and more dedicated. But it took away a lot of ignorance, a lot of fear, a lot of misapplied actions that could be brought on by superstition. That's the one good thing about it. You see, research is, if this thing works, you got the right technique. If it don't work, you got a lousy technique. So when I was studying radio, I had a very good instructor. Of all of them, I consider he was the best. His name was Dr. Brecker. He was one of the guys that we smuggled up from Germany and brought him out to RCA. And he used to come and he said, I have very little English. He looked at class and said, you bring a little bar. He says, I don't teach much. I don't have much examples. You take it apart. You put it back. And you have one piece left over and it works very good. I give you A. You take it apart, put it back again, and it works very good. No piece left over, I give you B. And you take it apart, you put it back, you need a piece to make it work, I give you C. Dumped off, mechanic, genius. The first one, you're a genius. Second one, you're a mechanic. And the third one, you're a dumb cop. He said, but I'm not going to fail nobody. Well, most of us turn out to be a bunch of mechanics and dumb cops. But the last day of the total course, I put the thing together, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I got one piece left. And I know it's working. I said, Professor. He said, yeah, Mr. Lee. I have one piece left over. And it's working. You look at me. Genius. Hey, boy, you're great. Then sooner or later, everybody. Yeah, professor. Yeah? Everybody's genius. We all got our diploma. And then we realized that the professor gave us the incentive to let everybody feel he was a genius. Ah. And we loved him for it because nobody went to really feel he was a doctor or a mechanic. He fixed that thing so smart that you put it together. I defy your mind. How in the hell
you got the extra part?
Right. With or without the extra part, you know, working fantastic. So really, that was a fantastic training. That was, I see, how the technical language broke through the agricultural language to give me a better focus on God. Years after, when I came into Yogananda, I was trying to get more of the terminology. Then the Yogananda says, what is all the books in comparison to 15-minute silence? Well, when Charles came along, he just zapped me. The silence was simply what? Watch and listen. There was nothing here to do than watch and listen. But most of us are trying to do what? Trying to get some place or something. But whereas when you, the thing is to witness and not analyze. But you see, they don't tell you that.
So in meditation, if you're witnessing, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Rather than efforting.
Right.
Or in other words, the what sits down instead of the who?
That's right.
Okay. In that witnessing process, when you're talking about pushing on the table, and then that sensation, from your hand to the table continues?
Right. Yeah.
So inside, you're using, it's the same principles, but different senses.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, you have another thing to consider in the witness. If you look back throughout all the historical writings of religion, they even got a group of people call themselves Jehovah's Witness, God's Witness, but they don't practice it in the sense that they are a witness. They're too busy analytically condemning one another. But really, the term is to witness the creative intelligence working inside of you. As Jesus was trying to say, when the eyes are single, the whole body is full of light. And the light is shining in you, the darkness comprehends it not. What you're really supposed to do is not to analyze, but to witness this light going through you, which is the radiant form. And the radiant form will take on two aspects. The person who introduces you to it, then finally you'll see yourself because that's the end result. But most people, when they see themselves, they feel guilty or they feel inadequate. Because we can't take the sense of the inadequacy as a human form emerging into a cosmic form. Yeah? That's why we want to relate back to a guru or some form to give us a sense of respect. But that's all right. It has a value in this respect. If you were graduating from a school and somebody would ask you, where did you get your diploma? You couldn't say you were self-taught.
You couldn't say you gave it to yourself.
Right, exactly. So for that reason, the guru has a place in the process. Jesus is the same. That's the only reason why they are here for us to relate. I got my insight and truth from Jesus or from Moses or from Charan Singh. But that doesn't say that my true self isn't important. But it's the fact that I have to start someplace to get to my true self.
So how does the concept work? I have to say concept because I haven't experienced it. Of a teacher attaching his astral form to another person, in other words, it's like,
well,
what's happening in that is like overshadowing process, or what does that mean technically?
Let's look at it in the agricultural terminology first to understand what you're saying. If you are selling a car, you're representing the company, right?
Yeah.
Good. But you can't turn the key over until you can have some voucher that the customer is a reliable individual for paying the bill, unless you're going to pay cash. But that doesn't say you're going to check into his ability to drive. You would assume, under the condition he knows to drive. All right. But in this particular aspect, he pays the bill, you assume he knows to drive, and if he should get in an accident with the car, you will vouch that you sold him the car. Therefore, any liability that he incurs, you would back up as possible within the framework of this, of how he responded to the contract, and then you will back up that part of yourself to the repair system.
In effect, he takes on your karma in your terminology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will vouch for you. He will vouch that he sold you the car, and he will vouch that his company would assume the repairs because the contract has already been covered with an insurance guarantee that these are all part of it, and you paid for it. But he's not going to deny you to the police and say you don't exist, that you don't know you. He's not going to turn you off.
So why is that process necessary?
It's necessary to develop respect.
Respect for a higher part of yourself,
right,
which we've been trained through lifetimes not to even
pay any
knowledge.
Right, exactly. But the respect is, in this aspect, taking it out of the agricultural terminology now and putting it in its proper technical terminology, is your five senses moving away from your contrasting analytical intellect to the unified attitude of your intuition. So you function as an intuitive person, which they call a realized person, and not function as a sensory scatterbrained or overly analytical person. You learn to pull the thing now, like they got two horses and you can direct the ring. And that's what the intuition is for. So that's your higher self, your intuitive nature that encapsulates all time. And see, if you encapsulate time, who get a jump with you? So then you're master of time. So they say you're the master of Kal. But really, there's no Kal, is not negative in the sense of negative. We have to use the word in terms of photography. A film is in a camera. And then it's focus, over focus or under focus, will leave an impression on the film, and that will be the negative. When you develop, you've got to print that you're a lousy camera or you're a lousy photographer. You can't say a lousy camera because the camera can only do what you did to it, beam out of focus. So HAL as a negative is more scientifically valid in that sense, not something destructive to you. It's a re-evaluation of your focusing. More than some joker with a pitchfork.
Pretty good mirror, isn't it?
Yeah. So the guru speaks that way, but he's using the agricultural language. If he was using the technological language, then you wouldn't have any hang-ups about some joker in the sky trying to probe you. But as time goes by, you'll find that those who live in the agricultural environment will slowly start grasping the true significance of the technological terminology. Because you can't count as science and use non-specific language. The science is specific language. So if you tell me science of soul, the question is, do you have a soul or are you soul? If I am soul, then I can validate it. If I have a soul, it's preposterous to ask my body to perceive it. See? So I don't have a soul. I am soul, I have to validate it. So it has to be a scientific way of searching into the structure of what it is that makes it be classified as soul. So science of soul is valid as a science when you look at it as a structural process. When you're looking at it from a philosophical level, then it goes into all kinds of game. But how are you going to start with a child? You can't tell a child to be a scientist right away. You got to give him something to play around until he gets the feeling and say, hey, mom, dad, this is game, now let me get the real thing.
So the next step, when you have the intuition and the intellect in harmony,
right,
then how do you go beyond that? That's really crossing between the who and the what, isn't it?
When you leave the intellect and you enter the intuition, you are from the what.
Oh, you are the what.
You are the what. But as long as you have the five senses in the intellect going, you are in the who. You're still playing the who. The who is only between the five senses and the intellect. The what is the intuition, the actual unified field. The unified field is knowing intuitively. And to know intuitively is to know independent of the senses and independent of any time frame. So that is a unified field. Energy equal to the mass times the velocity of light squared, the unified field. But the moment you come into the relative field, you have your five senses and your intellect to relate. So that's the whole.
That energy, for the lack of a better term, that triggers the intuition. Okay? That's coming from the all, from the isness. What's its source? I'm not trying to be difficult.
See something?
Yep.
You're blinking, right?
Yep.
Now, it can't turn itself off. Just stop, right? Come back on. You turn the light off so you can see better. It's great. Five senses going. Intellect. See? Five senses, intellect. Five senses, intellect. Say stop. Intellect stops it. Intellect turns it back on. So what intellect and five senses will say, what? I got control over this particular form called a body, right? Now, but that joker is absolutely useless without this jackass. Where? Nothing. I can turn to that blue face, I got nothing. Well, I hook me up back here.
So it's juice from the source.
And you know where that is located? So that's, now, that source is incongruent. They call that the Radha Swami, Lord of Soul. Soul is over here, busy lighting up and playing games.
This is Adano in Houston on the 4th of August, 1987.
So what's the difference between the inbreathing, which then is the outbreathing of God? Is that correct? Breathing life into the creation that we're breathing in?
He breathes into us like the current goes through that plug hole into the machine. But we breathe out. Our biggest anguish is that we don't know to mount when it goes out to be locked in here. That is to learn how to carry the consciousness in the outgoing breath. You see?
But the certain.
Yeah. You see, the thing is this. The outgoing breath goes up here at the same time too. So that's what they... masters try to say, well, if you put your head and mind here, it's above any noise, it makes it come like a scratching a match. You don't ignite, so you have an acceleration, so your electrical frame disengages from the chemical frame, so you see yourself in a certain speed. You don't have three bodies, you have three speeds. There are three speeds. You have a chemical speed, you have an electrical speed or an astral body, and you have a causal speed or a magnetic body. Then the whole integrated thing is what they call soul or Atman. And Radha Swami, meaning the principle of constricting, dilating it, holding it together. So the Chinese would use the word yin yang runs the universe. And if you want to say, my daddy gave me a sperm and mama gave me the ovum and they put me together, now that's what's running me. Into this language, you see, the sperm ovum runs me. And the result of the two together. So it comes like the whole story, takes to tango. And so there's no such thing as come let me make man, it's come let us.
Yeah. See? Well, there's some scientists that are trying to do it.
Right. Body needs protein with nitrogen in order to function. And so protein minus nitrogen creates cancer. So most of the time we eat the protein minus nitrogen and don't know it. Even the best vegetarian doesn't know it.
So how do we get nitrogen?
Nitrogen is in the sprouted state.
Sprouted state.
And it in the raw state. But it's not complete in all vegetables. You have to eat a variety of vegetables in a sprouted state to get a complete protein. The only reason protein in an animal is detrimental to the mechanism, too much, is because of the uric acid and the adrenaline. And the cells of the tissue don't digest, otherwise the hydrochloric acid would digest your stomach. So it merely compresses it and put it in a state of decomposition. That's why it's possible for bacterial or worm to multiply in that state. But normally the body will just flush out into the loop. Therefore, it's a spare tire in the changing environmental temperature. That tissue was put into the body to survive. It wasn't put in there as a prerequisite for existence. But over the centuries, man's body fell under four categories of blood types. So he has to know the blood type, otherwise he'd be a victim to the changes, and then being too pure is worse than being overly bad too. So learning what blood type gives him a control to fit into the environment and use a minimal of the fiber or tissue acids that will stabilize the body. So it's more of a backup system, like a spare tire. It's not a permanent process. It's just a backup system. And more it's used for therapy. That's why it was never used as a sustaining process.
John, what causes certain blood types? In other words, why would you be of this blood type, somebody be of that blood type? How does that happen that we...
And your mom and your daddy got together.
Okay, so that's where it all comes from, the sperm and the ovum.
Your dad may be a type A, and he sees a girlfriend. Uh-huh. He gets the juice, but he doesn't inquire her blood type.
Oh, should certain blood types only be together?
No.
Like as far as scientific?
Well, it's magnetic attraction and magnetic repulsion. If you see a fellow for the first time, then you see another one, there's going to be a certain attraction for one over the other. It's the same way with a man. You see two women, there's always attraction for one over the other. And if you were to check the blood type, you will see.
So what
and you check your horoscope, you see it.
And that comes in, the temperature is also the other part of it.
Right.
So how do the blood types match up then? How would you know? Like, what blood types?
A. And B makes an AB.
Yeah.
A and an O makes O, or A. B and O makes a B or an O. AB usually marries A. They very seldom marry a B or an O. And AB is the rare blood type, so if they get hurt, it's very hard for them to find blood to match it. They gotta get an AB type to match them.
One of the arguments that's often put out against vegetarianism is you don't get all the necessary amino acids.
Not true.
Not true.
The amino acids are
yesterday. The threads here, it's going to go the other way. Because the threads are going to hold it down, right?
Maybe a dosage is all stable. That's the thing. Huh? I remember the night when Lynn and I were here and you explained that dissolving on that 15-minute scientific principle, so Donald. Maybe you're in that. Maybe
dissolution's
going on right now.
Yeah, because the threads have to hold it down.
Yeah, that goes in and then that goes up top. One way
it's
or the other.
It's got to go like this, yeah.
Yeah, up or down, I'm not sure. Or the other way, just screws on.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
Yeah, try it the other way. I know
way?
I did it yesterday.
It can't be that way because...
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Yes, sir.
Huh?
We're out, sir. The supplies are even short. Even the supplies are short. They don't have any in stock.
Yeah.
Got him now. So we know what the hell it is.
Yeah, right. Put it together again tomorrow.
microwave.
Yeah.
How it can be used as a carrier. Thinking that you took whatever is encoded, you could have a silent tape that would do the same thing, right?
It travels to the place where it comes from.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you have to use it carefully, but it could be anything. It can be helping people all over without, any resistance.
That is subliminal resonance that we call auto-collection. That is selecting the cells. Is called a thing. But if you try to make that sound, you cannot. The only three positions cannot be. But it's too. It takes too long to shift the resonance in the cells in order for them to do that to go. So if I tell you close your eyes, this is
it. Because that's good for a child. And so his attraction is only in the listening. As he gets more advanced after that, he realizes it's not in listening, it's in feeling.
Can you feel? So you feel it now, the resonance. It's they call that tingling.
Tingling. You didn't get the hum.
The tingling. So in the olden days, they called it kundalini. This simply means biokinesis. You have a biokinetic resonance going on to the feeling of the song as you feel it. Now, what is the purpose of this identification? One of three things only. To stay normal and healthy, which is basically what the body is supposed to do. Two, to be practical every moment. That doesn't have anything to do with miracles, because all the miracles are happening when you're practical. So who needs to practice miracles or look for miracles that is already happening when you're practical? And the third thing is, it's an ongoing lifestyle, so it's permanently established you're immortal by watching it. So it's called immortality. So I call it longevity lifestyle. That throws away all the illusions of somebody never listening in another region that I ain't going to and never going to go, but it's already here at the tip of my nose in a cellular structure of my identity. So then Jesus said, loving the Lord thy God with all your mind, that means conscious, subliminal, and total. By feeling. And with all your heart, that means it has to pump, so you can actually feel your heart pumping, not think of your heart pumping. So as it constricts and dilates. And with all your strength, that is the incoming, going breath up to your nostril as a tingling sensation. And neighbor, with all your soul means total identity. That's all soul really means. And neighbor, is anything next to you?
Yes.
As you. Not like you.
Yes.
As you. So then that ends the whole process, that the thing is a what instead of a who. So you no longer worry what other people are doing with their life. you begin to realize you are a mirror whenever they come in focus around you. So they see what is lacking in themselves and what they need to raise in themselves. You don't have a single thing to do because why, they're curing themselves by being in your presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they give you the credit.
And you give the credit to God because God is right. Your ability to stay patient and watch it. You see, when you get uptight, then your ego gets in the way. But if you're patient and watch, I don't want you to analyze, I want you to feel the music. And feed your body now. Don't analyze, feel. Feel the resonance in the floor. She's sleeping.
Sleeping? Seriously,
yeah, no, your mother is in the state of sleep while you're inside of her as a fetus. See how low the music goes? That's so your cells are recording your resonance. That's why I said don't analyze, just feel it. You're reliving the resonance.
She just left the body. The same tool as Linda and Marty Hill. Both sides simultaneously, 1/4 speed.
Oh, yes, put to the thing switched. So you have the one that they have is a sperm in the father and the ovum. You're trying to get the one to the. So you first got to go through that before you can go into the bonding of yourself. The bonding of yourself is very traumatic because the shocks of the mother and the father. Wanting or not wanting the child to travel through the sonics. So many of us aren't ready for that. So that's why you have to play the first one to get stabilized. And then, as I say, by the time Thanksgiving comes around, you're getting the other one where the bonding of the open is, as we have a workshop. And then you can play that bonding effect and feel your own body contribute. What you're getting exposure is a bonding effect at different ranges of the volume. So you can identify between therapy and feeling the body. Therapy is related to what to place when you feel certain stresses. Feeling the body is that the sun is just circulating you. So what we're doing right now is a nurturing effect.
That's what we're doing the first thing.
You see, when Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, all the gurus are saying the same thing, but it's using an agricultural language. The word man is taken too agricultural and should have been taken as manifestation, which is the objective visible evolution of the cosmic atoms does not remain sustaining itself by the input of atoms in the form of elements through the mouth, but by the resonance of the atoms surrounding the form. That's by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And the mouth of God is the medulla oblongata in the human body, where the sperm and ovum bonded at the point of conception. That's where the highest point of resonance occurs. So when the human body feels, instead of analyzing now, it begins to absorb the elements and to start moving in the body on time for the first time. So that's where soul nutrition comes in as a science, not only validating itself of plant life, animal life, all operating within a certain light frame, but within a certain resonance frame, as your own body begins to adapt to the growth pattern of the light. And therefore, the absorption and elimination process of your body is in synchronization with your environment. So that's what Carl Jung would say. Synchronization or synchronicity is the ultimate purpose of living. Because when he studied yoga himself, he saw that the yogis were saying the same thing, and they use the word yoga or unified field consciousness. He just put it psychologically by saying synchronicity to the ecological movement.
Harmony.
Yeah. That is what you call timing. And the only thing that overrides timing is commitment to statement. So that you say to him that overcome it once and for the second time. Overcome what? A statement that he will finish. And if he doesn't finish it, he's got to go back and do that over again. Okay. This side is to help you relate by feeling everything flow around you.
Material called tissue. This is nothing but a resin base.
Together by aerobic and anaerobic process of sodium and chlorine. The resonance in the wall and the floor.
Theory or the philosophy. So the modern physics will say theory, then research experiment. And the ancient they have philosophy, and then they'll go into ascetic practices to back it up. So when the theory and the experiment are in conflict, you can throw away the theory but keep the experiment.
And try to run it again five times to make sure that it really wasn't a fluke.
Right.
What did it make you do?
So the physics is the what?
Yeah.
And the chemistry is the what?
Yeah.
That's never changed, right?
That's right.
So the terminology through man's history would be different, but there were always beings that knew the truth.
Yeah, right. Truth is one, the parts are many. That was a statement they made thousands of years ago. The physical facts of creation is one and the same. The many ways to describe it are going to be based upon the evolutionary input and language structure.
So that's where you get the many different names of God according to the different cultures,
right,
or races,
yeah,
or religion. Or...
All right. If let's say for the first time you saw powdered coconut falling from the sky in your birthday suit and you've never seen it before, and you pick it up to see what it is, you put it in your mouth, what would be your reaction?
It's cold.
No, you never say cold because you don't know.
You go,
cold.
Woo!
Just
go,
woo! No, you're
choo.
Choo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You spit. And in spitting, it'll sound like shtum.
Oh, it's like the gods must be crazy when they go battlefield.
That was symbolic of it.
So sonics will usually take the body reaction, and then they form words, which is like a structure, the sound of the expression. They begin to put it. Then if you can't write it, you're going to be, that's the next step, geometrizing, chiseling it on something to, what do you want to say? So the Chinese didn't write an alphabet. They took the structure, and so if you write the word for man, it's a line that goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
And got a little thing, so it's like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
See, he's carrying the Lord in the shoulder.
Hello.
Yeah.
So there you see, that's man. No, woman, no. The same similar thing, but then it has a square box in front.
Yes.
And that's the woman to be the babe.
Ah, yes.
So that's how they...
We did calligraphy in Tai Chi.
That's calligraphy.
That's true.
So that's their way of describing from a visual art.
Your box is giving you problems today.
And you got to memorize it several... but that's actually the first approach to shorthand.
Very poetic pictures.
Yeah.
If you want to study shorthand, study calligraphy. You master it fast.
So is it the same? So in the Kabbalah, it's the same. According to that culture, certain realizations, they hit certain realizations so that
they made a geometrical shape of it.
And then they also put the names on it, but that's from that language. So it doesn't resonate if you're not of that culture, and
right,
you have to go past the name to get to behind it.
Well, question about the symbol world.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, it's like Jules saying, this is a friend of ours, who entered into a state of consciousness where everything was symbols,
mm-hmm,
geometry,
mm-hmm,
and he got blown away. He couldn't function. But what he thought was is maybe that was what was behind thought, was a frequency where everything is symbolized. Does that make any sense?
No, that's this screen in front of the lamp. You see, God geometrizes in a blank brain. You have only light, clear light.
Mm-hmm.
But a clear light can't be comprehended with a non-geometrical focus, because the input, which is called intellect, comes in as a photographic process. So it comes in and it's geometrical. So all memory banks primarily lock themselves into three conditions: geometrical shape, numeral, and alphabet. There is nothing there in the brain. Now, the numeral is the counting of the geometry, and the alphabet is the labeling of the geometry. But then to have a numeral and an alphabet, it takes its shape from the geometry, which is a circle. So here you have a circle, which is an enclosed head, that's clear light. This is your enclosed head, and your eyes, let's say your eyes are looking at it from here, inside the enclosed head. So when the eyes are single, that means you're going to have to focus up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the enclosed head. It's all light, non-geometrical. Then this light will split. So if it splits now, the circle has split. It's no longer a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Then this here is going to wonder what would it represent. Oh, then a split circle represents a what? A straight line. Now, what can I do to bring back this straight line to the circle? So I take the straight line and I see if I can do that. And I got a 2.
Uh-huh.
Then I say, well, if I try, then I got a 3. Then I got a 4. Then I got a 5. Then I got a 6. Then I got a 7. Then I got a 8. Then I got a 9. But then if I close it back, I got my circle. I can't go any further than from 1 to what? To 9. 0 again. No. So I got my numerals out of my circle, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I cut the circle again and I got a A. And I got a B.
Sure.
I got a C. And see how it goes?
Yeah.
So what else have you got?
God.
I'm only left with the shapes now for mm-hmm. calling it digits. So I got the number I can do with it.
Right.
I got an alphabet.
Right.
Then I take my next shape of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same circle. I'm just putting it now back. After you cut it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So everything's based on the circle.
Right.
Because that's the shape of the head. Fascinating.
That's why geometry and it's God realization when you really get it, because the symbols.
Yeah, because that's what the whole thing was all about. That's what they say, behind the imagery is the eye. And the eye is this. Okay. As far as you're concerned, that's eye, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the heaven and the hell of it. This going down the
me,
this going that way, and your head, yeah, this going that way, and your head underneath it, with your neck, it'll pin you to the ground.
That's hell.
It's going the other way, and this pushing up now. That's heaven. Head over it when you look at me. So the eye in you is both heaven and the hell, which is really haven or reservoir. And HELD, which is a storage bank. So yeah. Hell is not a place where you go keep anything of value. And heaven is not a place where you keep anything of value either.
Uh-huh.
It's a transitory crossation of between in and out of your mechanism. So the I is me. Now the same I can be shaped into an M. And the E is locked back into it. So I am me. And me is more of me is memory. Thou shalt have no other gods or other creative image than the me, which is the I, inverted to itself. So you come out looking and say, well, now I know what the whole thing is, not necessarily who, then what is
what
the...
Is.
Then I can function with all the who's now. I meet this person and that's the way he talk, I'll talk with him.
You play however you play whatever who game they're doing.
Yeah, right, there you go. So when you look at all the different shape of leaves though, mm-hmm. you're in the garden of consciousness. Because that's the who's. You satisfy every one of them.
Talking about reincarnation is really just a concept, in other words, past, present, future. If you go to the what level, it's different, isn't it? I mean, the way I see reincarnation now is not how I used to see it from what state.
Yeah. But remember one thing. Reincarnation. All the individuality and go back to the universal one. And there will be no creation to, because the universal one is creation without manifestation.
Creation without manifestation.
And that's
right.
The only attachment there is. The unified field.
So I was just reading in this book, you could have two states of, like, I think the Eastern term is samadhi, with your eyes open or your eyes closed. Mm. When they're open, the whole of the knowingness of the whole of the creation is there, But when the eyes are closed, then it would be different.
No, I don't mean that.
Okay, I was just trying to...
Samadhi means total awareness in a non-moving state.
In a non-moving state.
That means you can have your eyes open or shut, but you can't get up and walk with it.
Okay.
Now, nirvikalpa...
That was the word.
That's the highest state of the cosmic awareness. That's the moving state. That is, all right. You see cosmic awareness? What are you feeling? Now, can I get up and walk with it? I'll serve you.
Sure. I see it.
Yeah, that's the moving state. Now, what is it that's occurring in me? Mm-hmm. It's a shift in dimensional observation. Dimensional mm-hmm. observation is when you look at the wall, you see the brick, right? Mm-hmm. But you can't see through the brick. Now look at the glass.
You can see through. Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's the dimensional shift, not the object itself. Mm-hmm. Every object here is a transient atom. Uh-huh. But the shift is mm-hmm. in the pituitary in reference to the pineal.
Yeah.
So it's turned down after you're born, when your parents put salt in your mouth before 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's not turned off, it's turned down. Everybody's born with it, they can see through. That's what they call
the convex vision.
Yeah, or cosmic awareness. You're born with cosmic awareness. That's,
of course.
That's
what
it's like, be like a child. Mm-hmm. You're born with it, but they don't know that. And modern physics is now bringing it, but it's turned down, not turned out. It can't be turned down, it's turned down. The yogis knew that, and they always say, always get the child away from society till it can mature and function in a walking state, then go on. That's what they say. Then the eyes are single. They're trying to make the society accept the intuitive function of their mechanism, not only five senses and intellect. Five senses, you're born, and intellect is put in by the programming, or the intuition is already there, but it doesn't interfere, and you don't know that till it turns down.
So when you were explaining that cycle business to Linda and I, your convex vision is on all the time. That's why when we... I don't even know the question. I just know that we'll look over and see the brick. Mm-hmm. That's what you explained to Linda and I. You said, my foot, when I put it up, you said, now you think you put your foot up, but the foot's already dissolved. And there was a state where you said you don't see anything.
Right.
There was three stages.
Right, the transparency. You see right through. See, modern technology has already arrived in presenting to the public in terms of electronics. You go from a radio wave to a television wave, then to a radar wave. Now the radar can do what is called X-ray photography. So you can see through the solid mass and study it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call probe electronics. We've already reached that level already. So there's nothing beyond that other than the laser. And the laser is only to enhance the illumination in terms of heat. But we haven't gone any further than that because that's as far we have. But the yogis show that this phenomena occurs in you biologically already, that you can operate this spaceship that you call a body, and teleport it back and forth. It is not necessary to have the mechanical one. The mechanical one is set up by nature to enhance nature's ongoingness so that you appreciate the shell of the nut and the nut. Otherwise, if the nut didn't have the shell, you don't got no nut because every bug will eat the nut up before it ever got a chance to grow. So external evolution as a slow methodical a chicken paste type of existence mm-hmm. is valid versus the internal evolution, which is an instant reaction to the truth. But you have to have both, and the whole thing is called a creation. So you don't know that until you go through that each one is like two hands compensating the body. You have to have both experiences. So outwardly, when you're fulfilling your obligation day by day, the routine, then nighttime you go down and you close your eyes and go back through the electrical field of the body to the magnetic field. Then you do like a Shirley MacLaine. If you don't panic, you're going to slip out through your nose and walk the wind. Walking the wind means every samadhi. Mm-hmm. But it's a panic is what you feel, oh my God, what am I doing outside here? And then you panic, you get back there, you get stuck in there. So she didn't realize that, and that's why she had to go all over again and try it. And that's what they call the astral projection. But there's no, the word astral is incorrect.
Right.
It's electromagnetic acceleration of the cells going into the time phases that you're accomplishing, so that your body is in both hyperspace and basic space.
So then it should be really our birthright, one way to teleport and do these things, except that it's made...
What dominion is. Man, this man, yeah. Male or female, uh-huh. You see, you are a sperm and ovum, you are a sperm and ovum. Not two sperm nor two ovum. That's why it's called manifestation. Not, you see, we use the term incorrectly. Come, let us make a manifestation. The us is sonics and optics. Making a manifestation utilizing a sperm ovum principle, male, female, to then go forth, multiply, that means expand the process and have dominion over the universe. Don't say you can own.
Right.
Dominion simply means the capacity to interact on command performance, but you can't own it. So if you say tree, fruit fall out. You got it. But then, how many times your mind is going to say fruit before you start wondering, am I going to get more? See, yeah. If you, so you start gorging.
Right.
See, that's the fit. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what created the first war in the space. The attachment of the environmental energy to the thought pattern. Instead of just allowing the thought process to manifest whatever it needed and not look for an attachment to it, there would never be a war in the spaces. So, but that's what we had to learn, that lesson. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And then when we realized we did a mistake in space with atomic weaponry of the mind, and that made the place very toxic, we have to correct it, because the God is not going to correct it. The God is already in us as the manifested principle. So self-preservation is self-correction. Not S-E-L-F, C-E-L-L.
So,
because your body will start burning away from the atomic radiation wherever you go.
Sure.
So you have to start correcting the things. You did it with our mouth. So for that reason, we were given an optional choice in another galactic environment to phase down. And there we were given a carbon body now. We volunteered to clean it up to the carbon body.
And we were the other bodies before this, so they all, like you said, have to come through the carbon to do it.
Yeah. So many of them are rushing in now because they realize that many of the carbon-based bodies have achieved the non-decomposing state in the total service rather than in the total command.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a total command, go over there. In service, I got a carrot, I'm going to wash it. See? And so, in total service, I have to take care of it so it grows.
Uh-huh.
And this is the total service. But otherwise, give me an avocado.
Move mountain, remove a grain of mustard seed?
So, exactly. But that's the one we abused.
Mm-hmm.
We abused handmade mustard seed.
So that's where we fell from the garden.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Well, the garden simply means we fell from the cooperative control into the individualistic control.
Mm. So... once you take responsibility again, you can have that back, have dominion over, but you don't misuse it.
Right, you don't misuse it. The carbon base will show you then there is no need for abuse, because the nurturing and the caring as a cosmic nurse maid is the true heirdom. In other words, how can a father and mother have an heir? So by playing the role of the creation itself, it's heir to its own own company.
So God got bored. He was all alone, right?
Right.
So we sent a part of himself out to project back something to look at.
Right.
Exactly. He's watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's why I always loved The Wizard of Oz when he went from that room. To me, that's always been symbolic of what it's all about.
That's the whole key.
He went behind the curtain, and there he went. It was too funny.
Keep going behind. What you find is yourself.
Right?
That's looking
right.
Out.
Right.
And that's what O'Donnell says. Until you can look out at another and see yourself looking back at you, you still haven't got it. Until you can go to bed and not go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you're dreaming. So waking and dreaming, the same thing.
Right.
This kind of waking.
So the awake state, the sleep state is like a lower vibration or a lower frequency or something than a state that you can get into when you stay awake at night?
Yeah, well, it's not lower in the sense of it. The the sleep state is, if you can sleep, if you know what you are.
Oh, what you are.
But if you don't know what you are and you're still functioning with the who, then sleep is a
dream.
Impedance. So the first thing a person should master is what they are, then they can function in the who. And then if they say, I know what I am, and it doesn't matter if I sleep tonight or not, and become unconscious, it's not going to take away what I am.
So then it's like when it's okay to become unconscious, right, then you don't need to become unconscious.
Exactly. So to him that overcome it, I don't send for the second time. But you have to overcome this condition first inside before you can say, I can sleep without having to worry what I am. First know what you are, then sleep is an optional...
really, then you're just...
Well, put it this way. God is his own best vacation taker. After 6 days, he got to be where?
He got a day off. Right?
He's got a day off. So, but he didn't take his day off first before he did the six, right? So you have
so
to
it's
know.
Okay to sleep every now and then, right, as long as you're conscious of what you are. Yeah.
But you wouldn't even be sleeping then in that sense.
In a true sense, you wouldn't be sleeping, but
more like
geometry
resting.
Would not be an interference in your consciousness, whereas in the non-sleeping state, or trying to put yourself to sleep, you go through a dream, which is geometry. And anyway, I gotta go.
Okay. In the sense of,
I need a who.
You've gotta play the who game. Or,
right.
Because otherwise you're gonna disappear.
You're gone. Yeah.
Why not?
No, why? There's nothing else to do. It's the only game in town in that sense. He's gonna do it anyway.
That's what the yogi says.
He's gonna be doing it anyway.
The Maya, the illusion, is the only fun.
Uh-huh.
You see, because the whole thing is samadhi, which is consciousness. And consciousness has nothing to do with intellect or wisdom. Consciousness is like a camera, photographing and storing. So if there's nothing there to photograph, we can do the camera. If there's nothing there to hear on the tape recorder, we can do the tape recorder. The tape will sit there all the time. So something has got to aggravate.
So, so bliss gets boring.
Right, exactly.
Then Adano too, for you, like, say you got us all to the point where we all were whats, woke up, you'd be looking for more who's.
Correct.
Because, and we'd be looking for who's too, because right. If we're both whats together, it's the game's up.
It's boring. That's like in the circle of iron, the perfecting protection.
Right.
There's a man asking for Mr. Lay, and his name is Larry Weiss, W-E-A-S, for Mr. Lay.
I was playing before you in the Dow app. You won't touch this, won't touch that. So you told him to take a little wine for your stomach's sake, but you just have for your brain's sake. And all the Christians went along and started taking it for their brain's sake. Even the priests.
That's what born the Catholics.
Yeah. You're not supposed to leave anything left over in the chalice.
You know they're cut out the chalice now because of AIDS?
I know that.
Oh, you are kidding.
That's where the word sacrament came from. They sacrificed their mental abilities by drinking the wine.
There you go, you guys smart. You see, a priest is not a monk.
You're a priest.
You see, a priest is not a monk.
Oh. It's true. They don't take vows.
Priest goes up, works through his education in the seminar. In the seminary, that's the robes to perform the rituals of the church and to indoctrinate the public. The monk goes in because he has an inner experience, but he's not normally educated and he's pretty stupid, very ignorant and sometimes very cumbersome. But they give him a menial job to do, but he ends up praying for you so you can live longer. And when he dies, he don't rot and the other joker rots. The one with all the costume and everything, he rots after he dies. This one is an ordinary robe. He don't even rot.
Yeah.
Then we know the difference between the monk and the preacher.
Or is it mystic and jingoistic?
So when I was studying to be a priest, his father says, boy, you'll never be a priest, you're a mystic. I tell him, you're a misfit. And when I told my father, I said, I can't be a priest, I thought he's a mystic, he's a misfit. When you don't know the difference between the word misfit or mystic,
You think they're a misfit.
A misfit.
Maybe that's where misfit came from.
Could be.
The root.
A mistake.
Mistake.
Mistake, yeah.
So if I said, okay, you can't be a Catholic, study to be a Buddhist.
Yeah. There's more Buddhists than Catholics anyway.
They all turn to rosaries.
Yeah, they do.
But you have to love it, I'll tell you why. The technique of arriving at the same result may vary in different cultures. But you know something? When you arrive inside of your head, it's the same experience. One big empty cup of no geometry, no alphabet, no numerals. It's just a cup of light. And you drink from the cup of light that sustains you.
Ah, oh, the fountain that is like the everlasting.
Okay. Are you leaving now?
What is it when they refer to the nectar, that some people get a taste? Is that a physical taste, or is that...
The enzymes in your mouth, for the first time, they're acting non-toxic to your saliva.
Makes a deep bunch of saliva come down.
Good old-fashioned...
Molasses, blackstrap vinegar.
I mean, apple vinegar. Tomato. Juice?
A good old-fashioned...
Tomato sauce.
Tomato juice or tomato sauce?
Sauce?
Tomato sauce.
You
heat
it up
together?
And sprinkle
it on top of your own
now.
Mmm. Okay. Taste. Thank you.
A little what?
HP.
HP?
What's HP?
What's that?
HP.
Hug and bless. Hug and bless?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Why not?
You kiss it sometime.
HP sauce. What's HP sauce?
HP.
HP, what's HP?
It's like a sauce you find on tables and restaurants.
Never seen it.
It steaks us.
Wait,
size,
yeah,
it's
I've seen A1.
Yeah, it's like
A1.
A1.
Oh, okay.
Very like A1.
Okay. Or you can take a chutney and mix it into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there you got the good barbecue sauce, because the chutney is made already for adding on top of it. You can blend it in your sauce and spread it on top. There you go.
Right, isn't it?
And you can spread it on top of the bread.
And cayenne pepper.
Chutney's got cayenne in it.
Yeah.
This is so good.
But I do add quite a bit of cayenne. Looks like that.
You said you know Ryan, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know Ray and Enid and Flagstaff?
I'm sure I know them to see them.
Oh, okay.
Well enough.
He's cooked on mushroom chutney.
Is he? Not only mushrooms.
All of them, yeah. That man.
Yeah, when he eats right? He eats lunch, he has a little sprouts with his chutney.
Yeah.
And he'll just fill the bowl with his chutney. It's so good.
Have you again, how to, is it on?
Yeah.
When I put my finger in my asshole for the thing, which way?
This finger.
Yeah, okay,
up.
This third finger?
Up.
Yeah.
Down.
Up, down.
Sideways.
Okay, and right up in as far as I can go with my finger?
Yeah, on the first joint.
First joint, okay.
Yeah, so you gotta get the pressure.
Okay. Up, down,
up,
left, right.
Down, left, right.
Okay, and just do it.
Let the water run in your back. Would you use a liquid soap?
Soap, okay. Thanks. I don't want to break it.
Up next to it.
Okay.
Day-to-day living.
Yogeshwar told him about the strawberries. He said to Yogananda, you're eating them and you don't like them now, but when you later in the future you'll be served strawberries and you will like them, you'll remember this moment. Could Yogananda alter that moment? Is everything set?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, 10 years from now, the things I'm going to do, they're already set as far as my who.
Yeah.
I'm not going to alter them in any way. So what's the difference? Is that the difference between understanding freedom and free will? In other words, that really we don't have freedom as the who, we have it as the what.
Nobody has free will, that's a BS. Everybody's got free choice.
free choice.
Not free will.
It's God's will be done, not God's choice be done. You have a choice. God's will is that dog is going to bite that man next door at some point in time. It's up to him to choose not to be bitten or be bitten by the dog.
Oh, it's his choice.
But that dog has already been set up to bite him.
So all Sri Yukteswar was seeing was the eternal now, because that's what was already in the picture. His picture, he just sees the picture clear. And that is when he's reached that third state you're talking about in the diagram you just showed us.
That's why Jesus says, not my will.
But thy will.
Thy will be done, because if you go and exercise his will, you know, you can tell him, you can shove it. Well, you know what God's going to say? All right, can you shove it? How far? Before it comes back in the opposite direction. Then it'll catch you, if you push it that way, 50,000 lives that way, you come back that way, catching you up 50,000 lives that way. So your free will is no good to you.
Wow.
So free choice is, okay, as long as you set up the game for me to be mucked up and clobbered up, you got a reason for doing it, otherwise you wouldn't do it. It's your show anyhow. So you call the shots, I'll go to the muck. And what you want to compensate me, that's up to you. I do a doggone.
Bye-bye.
You don't make lousy things, and you don't compensate lousy. So I'm going to go to the muck up just to find out how good you are. Best of ions?
Of ions?
That's what the question is.
So the magnetic comes in. You know, you were showing in your diagram.
Magnetism is force. God is love. We think love is nice, fancy name for what?
And the ions play a role in magnetism.
Well, how else are you going to do? You're not an eye off?
Ion.
Wait a minute. You know, English is the only language that will get you free from your muck up in your head.
Yeah.
You hear the word hard on, hard off, ion, eye off, quest, ion. You call it question. Well, you want to ask me a question. There's something you're looking for that you think I got that will satisfy something you think you're missing.
Right.
Because it's internal on in you.
Right.
When you turn them on in yourself in your head, then you really need to quest or look for me.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you see what you say to yourself in the end?
Yeah.
The conversation is physics.
Yeah.
So, the idea is that you want to accept how you function from inside. So all the gurus are only trying to do what? Make you conscious in an agricultural language. Once you break through the agricultural language, you see what the whole science is all about. You don't figure it out. Ain't nobody here to go ask. The thing is me. I got to put up or shut up. So if I put up, then it's not my will. It's the creative will that put the whole thing together. That's the magnetic field. That's what they call the cosmic love. He didn't have no friends. He got no enemy. Magnetism ain't got friends. It either attracts or repels. Unlike attract, like repel. Up to a certain point, then like attract, and unlike repel. And so we see each thing has a limit point before it switches around. And that's why they say God is his own devil. He plays the game in between with his sons, daughters, manifestation. Now we who are caught up in the manifestation think we are a God. And in actuality, it's God that became us. So we quit calling ourselves a God and accept the God that became us. We come out with what? The reward. And the reward is, he can't throw us in the garbage bin, because what the hell are you throwing himself in there? He's got to give us the best, which is continuity. No, continuity is the ongoing joy of now. Then you realize all the gurus are saying, hey, you caught on to the whole process. Now enjoy it. Start living now. So look around and see who is mucked up. See if you can pull them out of the dirt. So all your brothers and sisters around you are a bunch of what? Ostriches with their head in the ground. Because some pussycat yell and they run, bare their head in the ground. What was the pussycat? Come with a kitten. If you only pull his head and turn around and look at the kitten, So, hey, man, I didn't know you were that smart. So, yeah, the big thing is your conscience. The kidney is your conscience. Your biggest aggravator is your conscience. You think there's a real devil chasing you?
Sure seems real sometimes.
Oh, okay. But you can take any kind of geometry to satisfy what? The unexpected frustration. Then if the unexpected reward is blank, called peace. You ever see peace? What does it look like? A blank wall, right? You look at the pre-rendered blank. So if it has no geometry, then you have no what? Not to fear? The moment you create geometry, then you create conscience. Frustration. You create the geometry, you got the freedom.
But it's that transition that's difficult, because it's like the old doesn't fit anymore and the new isn't comfortable. Yeah.
The only reason you feel like that, friend, I wish it could have been different, is because the chicken has to come before the egg. The egg can't come before the chicken. In the first period, people have no belly buttons. So, like it or not, it has to be the cookie crumbles.
So we got to go through it, right?
Like it or not, we're stuck with it. We're wonderful. I'm so happy.
You're exercising your mouth, but you exercise your fingers at the same time.
Sound waves? Just on a scope. Oh, that's why it's converted into an electrical reading.
Yeah.
But it's not a sound wave.
No.
But you can hear it, but you can't see it. You only can hear it, but you can't see it.
He's saying something and I'm not getting it.
You can't see sound, you can only hear it.
Yes.
But you can...
You can see your words. You
focus sound into a resonance chamber and then transform it into an electrical wave to be able to be picked up as an image. But that's not seeing it. That's a transformation. The actual sound that's come out of my mouth, you don't see it.
No.
You hear it.
And feel it.
Yeah, that's the difference.
This is looking at your skin.
How am I doing?
It's a lot more young looking.
You think so?
Don't you notice?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. More alive.
If I drink it, would it do the same thing for my cold?
Skin pain? No, take that lace bow and the body toddy. That will make a big difference.
Okay, good.
Okay, big buddy. Okay, now, you're going to have lunch and then you're going to go.